Hi, I'm Suzy Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Suzy Larson Live. Only just a matter of. Welcome to Suzy Larson Live. Always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, today we're talking about peace. How can we have peace in the middle of the waiting? How can we have peace in the middle of the storm? Can we truly have peace of mind when the world is in chaos? And why is it important to gather with other people, other believers, to worship the Prince of Peace? Why does that matter? And one of my favorite verses, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. What does that mean for us today? My guest is my friend, counselor, life coach, spiritual director, Pamela Nelson. We'll get her on in just a moment. But I want to ask you something. Pamela and I came armed with a whole bunch of passages of scripture on peace. And if you are someone who's got some turmoil in a particular area of your life, or you've got a loved one who's just lacking peace, either text your name, text their name. And throughout the show and throughout our conversation, we're going to take those names and we're going to personalize some scripture. We're going to kind of speak it back over you on behalf of your loved one or you yourself. And if it's just yourself, type your name so I can see your name. And we'll pray that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind as you trust in Jesus. You know, there's nothing more powerful than praying the word. So that will be an amazing thing to do. So here's the number. Text 877-933-2484. If you want to give me a little bit more, saying this is where I lack peace and why, that's always helpful. But if you just want to send me your name and that's it, we'll just discern the best we can and pray peace over your circumstances. So a quick announcement before I introduce Pamela. If you've never downloaded our free Faith Radio app, you've got to, especially in this upcoming season if you're going to travel, because we want to go with you. Wherever you're going, take us with you. It's free. You can live stream the shows from everywhere, anywhere, everywhere, and anywhere. Do you know we've got listeners on our podcast in over 100 countries because of that amazing app or because they access to listening online. So go to your favorite podcast store. You can find us on podcast, but go to the app store and search Faith Radio Network. You can download it that way. So many options. Don't you love it? All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Pamela Nelson is an ordained pastor, experienced biblical counselor, and spiritual director who's been supporting people on their healing journey, as well as mentoring and coaching individuals, listen to this, for the last 30 years. Along with her consulting and counseling practice, Pamela also serves as a director of Soul Care for Advanced Hope Ministries. It's a soul care specialist with aligned strengths-based leadership and is a senior spiritual director with Soul Shepherding. She's got two grown sons, are both married. She's a proud grandma of six children. Pamela, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Suzy. I cannot wait to dive into today's topic. It is so, so important for the times that we are living in.
Boy, is it ever, and the texts are already coming in. I want to issue that invitation again. If you want us to speak peace and read scripture just personalized for you, you can just put your name in, or you can also give us backstory if you'd like, or maybe it's a loved one that you want us to pray for. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. Give us at least their name, just their first name will do, and Pamela and I will pray. But before we dig into the topic, and maybe it is connected this time, but what just in your time with the Lord, which I know you take very seriously, what's He been impressing upon in your heart these days?
Yes, well, I wanted to read from a little bit in Psalms 42, verses 1 through 6, and it will be familiar to many as it starts, as the deer longs for streams of water. And the reason that I'm here is I just finished a retreat called Grounding and Growing, and one of the elements of the retreat had us walking on a path to these beautiful falls. And again, Suzy, you were just out in Montana, and you know how gorgeous it is here. And so we were on this kind of narrow path, and there were 10 of us women that were heading up to these falls where we had to really navigate over a lot of rocks and a lot of different terrain. But just to the side of us were these peaceful waters, absolutely calm. If we put one rock in there, the ripple would have just been amazing. And it struck me, this scripture, so I want to read it and then give a little context. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before Him? Day and night, I have only tears for food. while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, "Where is this God of yours?" My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. You know, that last verse, why am I discouraged? I found myself when I was on this trail and the incline started to get significant, that it felt so important to have my head down to make sure that I wasn't going to get tripped up in the terrain that we were going on. And it feels like those that I am meeting with right now, Susie, that their heads are just down. They are facing the ground. They are worried about what's going to trip them up. And it feels just like, how am I going to get to the top? But when we paused, and when I paused, and I looked up, and I looked over to this absolutely flat, peaceful water lake that did not have a ripple in it, God said, "That is where I am. You need to pause, and you need to look over, and you need to remember that you can put your hope in God that can completely make a lake calm, even though you're walking right next to it and it feels like the terrain is rocky and you have to climb and it's difficult and your heart is beating and you can barely breathe. But when you look up and you look over and you remind yourself that that God created that for you, then you say, yes, I will praise him again, my Savior and my God, and I will keep going until I reach where he wants me to go on the journey to him. So that's what that reminded me of.
So good, Pamela. Thank you for that. So good. Would love for you to just talk about peace. How do you, would you describe it and talk about why it's such an important promise from God?
Oh, well, it is so important because we do need to have our soul at rest. And it is a promise from God. I do want to read from John 14, 27. This is a promise of Jesus to us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So we need to take this gift of peace that Jesus has left with us and that has gifted us, much like a gift at Christmas time. It is ours in him. Peace is Jesus. And so first of all, we need to make sure that he is a part of our lives, that our presence and our submission to him is first and foremost, because he is the Prince of Peace. And then when we have him, when we spend time with him, when we focus our eyes on him, then this promise of not letting our hearts be troubled and not being afraid. He gives us something that is from everlasting to everlasting. It's not circumstantial, Susie. I can be in a storm, but with Jesus, I am changed and I have peace, even if my circumstances don't change when I am with him.
Mm. And you actually have a story about that where you were in an actual storm and God had so met you, but you'd also so pursued him to the point that that peace became a witness for somebody who didn't know Jesus. Say a word about that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Just a really challenging time when a loved one of mine was diagnosed with aggressive cancer. And this storm, you know, led us down to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. And as we were finding out more and more information, it became more and more dire. And I was working with someone at the time that did not know the Lord. And it's interesting that it was the peace that I had in the circumstances, again, that did not change, that actually kept getting more and more dire. But because of the presence of Jesus in me and on me, it made her really curious. And in that curiosity, she kept asking questions about my faith and about my responses and about why I had this uncommon settledness that, given the circumstances, I shouldn't have had. And so I have to tell you that in a two-person workplace for my boss, which could have been really, really challenging, my boss kept asking me questions. about my faith and about the Lord. And so I would simply answer, and never once did I witness to her. I wanted her to know the Lord. I knew that she would be a powerful witness to God's love in her life, the unconditional love that she so needed and the peace that she so needed. But in that small workplace, of course, that becomes very tricky. You know, what is appropriate and how does that work? But I tell you, when we live with peace, when we live with confidence, when we live with his presence so loudly that we don't have to say a word, people will ask us what's different. And she kept asking. And 18 months later, she prayed to receive Christ. And I was just with her and I said, what was it again that finally brought you to that place? And she said, Pamela, it was your peace. And it comes from that verse in Philippians that you quoted at the start of our show, Susie. It passes understanding. It's not circumstantial. Even though we see things on the news, even though we hear things from our loved ones, even though we may get a bad report, we can be confident because Jesus is with us in it. He's with us in the storm, and he will deliver us in it or through it and definitely change us in it when we have our confidence in him.
Awesome. Beautiful story. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we're going to start praying through some of these lists here. So many people want peace. And the thing is, you can have it today. The Prince of Peace is among us. The peace of God that passes understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus as you decide. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Don't forget to thank him for what he's done. We'll unpack that passage even a little bit as well. I'm Susie Larson talking to my friend Pamela Nelson. She's a spiritual director, a counselor, a life coach, and we're talking about peace, the Prince of Peace, and that shalom peace that really does heal you from the inside out. If you haven't texted in either your name or someone who's just living maybe with some stress or turmoil, just text their name, and we're going to pray through as many of these names and personalize some scripture around them as possible. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Carmen LaBurge, host of Mornings with Carmen on the Faith Radio Network. I'm seeking to reconnect the eternal with the everyday. I do that in part through conversations about today's relevant issues, hopefully helping to equip you to bring Christ back into every conversation in your life. You can subscribe to my daily podcast at myfaithradio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We're talking to my friend who's a spiritual director, a life coach, and a counselor, Pamela Nelson, and we're talking about peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that you can have today. What does the scripture say about peace? Oh, so much. And it's such an incredible gift. And, you know, I was doing an interview with somebody else on the flip side of the mic as a guest, and we were talking about how so often we want relief. And I want relief. Let me tell you, I want relief. But we think so short term in what we want from God, but what he offers us is so eternal, and it's not something you have to wait for. The things he offers us right here, right now, is peace. It's a shalom. It's a soul wholeness and a soul prosperity that defies our circumstances. So one of the things I've asked you to do is if you need a prayer of peace, or you want us to kind of pray scripture over you, just type your name, text your name in, or if you've got a loved one who's just walking through a tough time, and text their name, 877-933-2484. And Angie, if you're able, I'd also love for you to jump on the mic and kind of feed into some of these prayers as well, since you're able to see the text line. But we'll start, Pamela, with Isabella. She didn't say anything, just needing prayers for peace. As you discern, would you pray maybe a scripture and a prayer over her?
Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you so much for Isabella. Lord, what a beautiful name. Lord, I thank you. And I want to pray Isaiah 54:10 over Isabella right now, that she would know that though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, that yet your unfailing love for her will not be shaken, or your covenant of peace for Isabella be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you, Isabella. And so, Lord, I just pray right now that in whatever way that the enemy is trying to rob her of her peace, that you remind her of this verse, that though the mountains be shaken, though circumstances look shaky around her, and the hills be removed, that your unfailing love for her is an anchor, that it is the covenant of peace for her that shall not be removed. Thank you for your compassion on Isabella right now, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, for Jesse dealing with addiction and turmoil, Lord God, I pray that as far as it depends on her, that she would learn to live at peace with others, God, that she would hate evil. She would open her eyes, God, and see, Lord Jesus, the self-destructive ways that the enemy has put in her path. God, I pray that she would lose her taste for that which weakens her. I pray that she would turn to you, Lord God, and she would determine not to worry about anything, but to trust you in everything, to tell you what she needs, and to thank you for all that you've done. And I pray the peace that transcends understanding would guard her heart and her mind in Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that she will listen, Psalm 85:8, to what you say, because you promised peace to Jesse. You promised peace to your faithful servants, but it says, not let them not return to their folly. God, I pray that Jesse would come to the end of her rope with this stuff and she would find you there, Lord God. Yes. Someone once said the end of our rope is often the beginning of hope. God, I pray in Jesus' name that your peace would flood her soul and she would realize there's a better way. There's a life-giving way. May she make a U-turn right now in the name of Jesus and acquire a taste for that which strengthens her in Jesus' name.
And Lord, I want to lift up Kathy's daughter, Michelle. We pray for her to know peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is sovereign over it. It is his to bestow, Lord. And I pray that you would bestow that on Michelle. And Lord, I pray Psalm 63:8, that her soul would cling to you, that her hope would be found in you, that she would cling to you no matter what is happening, and that your mighty right hand would uphold her. And Lord, that just like with Pamela, that this would happen with Michelle, that she would have peace in the storm that she's experiencing and people around that would know it. And I pray for wisdom for Kathy, that she would know words to say and maybe words not to say as she walks alongside her daughter, Lord. But we offer Michelle up to you and trust her to your care in Jesus' name.
And Pamela, there's a gentleman who wrote in about, just gave his dad's name, Craig. And he said to his son on a recent trip that as he gets older, his faith grows weaker, and it broke this son's heart. So wondering if you pray for Craig's faith.
Yes, Lord, we pray for Craig's faith right now. Father, I pray that as he gets older, that he would see you as being the God who is bigger, that he can trust in you with all of his heart and lean not on his own understanding, the understanding that may be clouded by the things that he sees circumstantially, the world that he might be looking at and the things that feel like they are weighty and they are overtaking him. But when he trusts in you with all of his heart, when Craig leans not on his own understanding, but in all his ways acknowledges you, that you will make his path clear and that you will leave him with your peace. As you say in John 14:27, Craig, I bless you with the peace of God that he leaves with you, the peace that he gives you, not the peace as the world gives. Craig, I pray that your heart will not be troubled and that you will not be afraid, but that you will become anchored in God's peace.
Come on. Amen. For a friend named Randy, just diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Father, I thank you. Psalm 107:20 says that you send forth your word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. May that be Randy's reality. I pray for a miracle turnaround, Lord God. Yes, this diagnosis was issued, and yes, it's true, but truer still is your word, and that I know that you still heal. I don't understand the mystery of it all, but I'm going to lean in on the side of faith and ask for a miracle for Randy. Would you grace him also with your peace, with your comfort, yes, God, with a strong sense of your presence? I pray you calm his fears, and I pray right in the middle of the storm, he would be so met by you that he would testify of you. But in the middle of it all, I still ask for a miracle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And Lord, we pray for Kelly. We pray for Kelly to know, you know, Lord, you are big and you are sovereign and you know what's happening with Kelly even better than Kelly does. And so I pray that you would just really infiltrate her life, Lord, that wherever she goes, you would be there. and that you would work in her life, that you would show up in really personal ways so that she can have peace in knowing that she knows that she knows that she knows that you are with her. Mm. When we know you, when we are in you in Christ, you promise that you are always with you. Lo, I am with you always. And so I pray that Kelly would know the peace of the presence of God with her in Jesus' name.
Mm. Yes. And Rhonda, how about you, Pamela, if you could pray for Rhonda?
Father, I lift up Rhonda right now. Father, in whatever place that she feels hopeless, I pray that she would be hopeful, that she would be filled with hope, as Romans 15:13 says, that the God of hope would fill Rhonda with all joy and peace as she trusts in him, so that she wouldn't just have a little bit of hope and peace, but that she may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Holy Spirit, just whisper words of hope over Rhonda right now in any way that she is listening to any lies of the enemy, that things are hopeless. May your joy overwhelm her. May it give her your strength and then your peace that surpasses understanding. Guard her heart and her mind, and so that she is know that she is overwhelmed by your care.
Thank you, Lord. For Doug, this is a brother of a listener who's been 100% isolated, depressed, and angry, lost both wife and stepdaughter to cancer and a car accident, holds family at arm's length. He's so lost. And as I read that, two verses came to me. One was Matthew 11, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. Lord, I pray that Doug, instead of isolating, would come to you, Father. He's weary, he's burdened, he's heavy laden, and may he find your rest. Oh God, may he take your yoke upon him and actually learn from you in this place of grief and loss. Thank you, God, that you're gentle and humble of heart, and he will find rest for his soul. Thank you, God, that as he rests in you and he gets healed in you, then the next verse it says, you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Mountains and hills will burst into songs before you, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. And I know that's a far cry from where Doug is right now, but I pray that that vision would enter his heart, God, that he would get a sense that there's a day of coming once he's passed through the valley of grief, that he will find joy, that he will sing again, that he will learn to trust again, that he will re-engage with his family again. Oh God in heaven, we pray for a supernatural gift of grace and peace and healing and rest and even activation in Doug's heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray for Ethan, who struggles to see himself through Christ's eyes and has low self-worth. Lord, I pray that Ethan would not only know you, but that he would know what that means, what that means about him when he is found in Christ, that he is a co-heir with Christ, that he is, that he was knit together in his mother's womb, that you have breathed life into him and that you have a plan for him and have gifted him. Lord, we entrust Ethan to you and pray that that your peace would fall on him like rushing water over him. Lord, we entrust Ethan to you in Jesus' name.
Mm. And Pamela, if you would pray for Ellie.
What a joy, Lord, to pray for Ellie. Ellie, right now, I declare Isaiah 26:3 over you, that our God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is steadfast, because you trust in the God who is trustworthy. And so in whatever way that you are being distracted from that perfect peace, I pray that your mind would be full and steadfast of the God who is worthy of our trust, who is the one who is our defender, who is our protector, who is the one who speaks truth and love and identity over us. I have a special just word in my heart for Ellie.
Stop 1 second. We have a hard break. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Hold that word. We'll be back in a second.
Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We've got a little bit different day today. Pamela Nelson joins me every month. She's a spiritual director, life coach, and friend. And we're talking about peace. And what I just issued a call is just text me if there's somebody who lacks peace in your life, whether it's you or a loved one. We've got lots of scripture on peace. We're just going to speak peace and pray peace over them. Well, I thought we would do this for a little bit and kind of come back to our conversation. But I will tell you, so many have come in that I don't want to leave you hanging. So, Angie, tell me what you think I should do. Do we keep going? Because so many still need prayer or do a little of this and a little of that? We're kind of going on the fly here, friends, because there's just so many that have come in. What do you think, Angie?
I think prayer is always a good idea.
I think so, too. I love prayer. All right, well, how about we go back to that music? And you were praying for Ellie, Pamela, before the break. And you, before I get to Tammy, who needs healing, would you maybe finish the sense of the word that you had for her?
Yes. And so, Lord, going back into that prayer and feeling your delight for Ellie, I love that in the place of praying for people, that often you give us visions or you whisper to us words. And Father, you say that my sheep know me and they can hear my voice. And I clearly heard the word for Ellie, identity and comparison. And Lord, that you wanted to bring your peace into that place, that perfect peace that allows for her to know that she has been created for a purpose and for such a time as this. And even as I'm hearing this music, you're inviting her to ask you, Lord, what instrument am I? What instrument am I for your peace? Let me play it in a beautiful way that allows me to be confident and not compared with other instruments, but allows me to lay back and be a part of a community. And when the time is right, step up and play the instrument and the music for what God has done in my life, to glorify him and to help point others to him. So I believe, Ellie, that he longs to show you how he has created you and the song that he created you to play. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, and amen. And I just want to say, friends, as we're doing this, this is a time of ministry. So if what you're hearing Pamela say resonates to your heart, just grab it and put it on your heart. Because in ministry, God is such an efficient God. And when he speaks a word over one, so often it's for others as well. So anything that we say or pray, if it ministers to you, grab a hold of it, all right? Tammy says, I lack peace in my healing. The doctors can't do anymore. It's all up to our miracle-working God. Love to you, Susie, and your complete and whole healing as well. Tammy, I so know that. We just thank you, Father, that you're not a God of disorder, but of peace, Lord God. And I pray that the Lord of peace himself will give Tammy peace at all times and every way, because, Lord, I know that you're with her. I pray, God, that you are the God of hope, that you will fill Tammy with joy and peace as she trusts in you, and that she would overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for both Tammy and I that we would learn the difference between surrendering to our circumstances, which neither of us are going to do, but to surrendering to God in our circumstances. Lord, we bow low. We open our hands, and we know that you're a miracle-working God. Our hope is in you, Lord. Our life is in your hands. And Father, we trade anxiety, God, for your peace, God. We trade our striving to try to keep ourselves healthy and alive, and we take your peace and your rest and your assurance that you make all things new and that you're leading your children even when you're unaware. So I just speak peace over Tammy, peace over her process, peace to her whole body and to every cell in her body. I would speak peace. We command you to come into alignment with heaven, that every cell would work to support life and health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I stand in agreement with that prayer and pray that over Catherine, who's having chronic severe hip and back pain, requiring strong meds to provide some relief. And Lord, I pray what Susie, just what she was talking about, taking the prayer she just prayed and putting that on Catherine and adding, Lord, that you are the great physician. You are a healer. It's part of who you are, Lord. And I ask that you would come in a powerful way into Catherine's life and bring relief. Bring relief from the pain. Bring relief from the emotional and the mental strain that all of that pain brings, and bring peace to Catherine's life, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Pamela, we've got one named Pam, and she says, please pray for peace, wisdom, and clarity for my situation. Would you pray for her?
Father, I thank you for Pam. I thank you, Lord, that she is asking for wisdom and for clarity. So, Lord, I thank you that you are the God that gives wisdom to those who seek and who ask for it. The wisdom that comes from you, the wisdom that gives a prayer strategy, not to do what the world says to do, but as Romans 12:18 says, Pam, if it is as possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And that peace that passes understanding. And that doesn't mean that you do not have a voice, Pam, but it does mean that within that voice that you are lovingly creating a boundary to be able to love yourself well and then love the other person well. And so that peace doesn't mean that you don't speak up, but it means that with the love of Jesus Christ, that you can be at peace with yourself, at peace with God, and at peace with others, because the Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace in your life. So Pam, may that wisdom guide you as he gives you that prayer strategy and as you move forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. We're talking about peace today, and ministry has sort of broken out. We're going with the flow of the Holy Spirit. We want to minister to as many of you as possible. And as I said just a few minutes ago, if you hear a prayer and it's not, your name isn't attached to it, it doesn't mean that prayer can't be for you. We're asking God to breathe fresh life on every person listening today. You know what? The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it, right? Mm-hmm. And he promises to give us peace at all times and all ways as we trust him. We shift our weight onto him. And Lord, I pray you'd open our eyes, God, to see what you see so we can say what you'd say. I'm thinking of Joyce today. She's dealing with the challenges of widowhood. And this Joyce is even different than a friend of mine, Joyce, who also is dealing with the challenges of widowhood. And what's coming to me as I'm thinking about you, Joyce, is strength and peace, strength and peace. And Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And Father, I pray for Joyce in the places where she feels weak, God, and I pray that you would show her your strength. And maybe she's not even as weak as she thinks, but that these are places that have not been exercised because they didn't need to be when she had a spouse. And I pray, God, that you would show her, Father, as you activate her faith, that you're stronger in her than she even realized. Give her a vision for what it is that you have for her to do, Lord Jesus, because she's got air in her lungs. She's got a purpose on her life. And then peace, God. May the peace of God flow like a river through her soul and assure her, God, that all is well. All will be well because you are the Prince of Peace and you are right there with her. Oh, Jesus, I pray you bring her some good friends that would love her, laugh with her, and engage with her in ways that she needs. And we commit Joyce to you now in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we lift up Chris to you and her adult children, that their families would know Jesus and reach out to you with their problems. Lord, and I think of John 16:33. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Not you might, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And I pray that overcoming Jesus, that overcoming Savior that overcame sin, that overcame struggle, that overcame hurt and pain and tears would make himself known to Chris's adult children and to their families, Lord. And that they would, if they're turned away from you, Lord, that they would turn toward you, Lord. And I love the way that you woo people. I just see them turning to you and running to you, Lord, because you are wooing them to you with how much you love them, that your love is so deep and so wide that we can't comprehend the peace that we get from you. We cannot comprehend our love for you, Lord. And so I pray in a powerful way that your love would fall on Chris's children and their family so that they would come to know you and that they would seek you with all of their hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Pamela, this one from a listener says, please pray for Nate as he recently lost his job, and I suspect he's using drugs. He desperately needs your prayers.
Oh, Father. Lord Jesus, we lift up Nate to you right now. We know that he has experienced a loss, and so he is grieving, and his body is searching for a way to somehow comfort that grief, and he's reaching potentially for things that are not of you. And so, Father, I pray that he would trust in you. Father, I pray that he would give his heart to you if he does not know you, and then he would receive that peace that passes understanding, because as you say in Proverbs 14:30, a heart at peace gives life to the body. And a heart at peace gives life to our body in our way that it doesn't want to search for anything else. There is nothing else that will satisfy. No substance, nothing that we could look at. Even another relationship does not complete us. But a heart at peace, the complete peace of our God that never leaves us, that never forsakes us. Father, we pray this for Nate. And Lord, that you would lead him to that job that would be able to sustain him and provide for him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Tammy says, prayer for peace in my heart to remove fear, giving me confidence and tenacity for myself as I seek to take my life back. 59, 5 years ago, I quit my job, became my mother's full-time caregiver while she passed away a year ago. I've struggled with knowing how to live my life on my own. I've been living with my daughter and her family, being a full-time caregiver for my granddaughter. I need confidence and faith that God loves me and will lead me and provide for me. He's always there for me when I raise my kids and care for my mother. I need to believe in myself that I have the strength and ability to work a full-time job and trust He'll watch over my granddaughter if I'm not the one caring for her. And that's a lot to carry, Tammy. And I pray, God, I thank you. I'm thinking of that passage. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. And Tammy, you will find rest for your souls. For Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So he says, Tammy, come to me. You're weary and you're burdened, but I have rest for you. Take my yoke on you and learn from me. And I pray that as you do that, the Lord will give you vision and he will make a way where there is no way. Where he guides, he provides. That's just absolutely true. And again, as I said before, the fact that you have oxygen in your lungs means there's a purpose over your life. So Father, we just speak peace to Tammy. I just get the sense that maybe the winds of change are starting to blow and that can be scary, but I pray peace in the storm because transition may be coming, but you want to usher her into a new place of promise. And I thank you, God, that you've already been there. You've already established your purposes there, and there's already grace waiting there for Tammy. So I pray for peace today, that you'd help her not to borrow tomorrow's trouble on today's strength. We speak peace to Tammy today. And I also pray that you'd show her a glimpse of her heavenly reward for the way that she has honored her mom and now her little granddaughter. She is a superhero in the faith, and we thank you for her in Jesus' name. And Angie, go ahead and take, we've got a number of names. Maybe you want to take those, the single names, and handle those all at once.
Lord, I'm thinking about how we see Paul opening a lot of his letters, saying, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers because I hear about your love for his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray grace and peace that you would bestow it on Naomi, on Connie, on James, and Mary. Lord, wherever they are right now, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would wash over them, that whatever is happening around them, that they would have that indescribable peace that only comes from you. And God, we ask that you would even turn that around like you did in Pamela's life, and that those around them would see the peace that they have and be curious about the one who gives that peace. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to pause and go to break. Again, we've got so many. I don't know that we can get to all of them, but we'll sure try. And we're also going to unpack Psalm 46:10, Lord willing, toward the end of the show. But we're just following the Spirit's lead here. We're just speaking peace, speaking Jesus over your life, your family, your health, your relationships, your present, your future. Jesus is here, and he will be there for you in the next day, and the next day, and the next day. There's never going to be a moment that you're without his presence, and he's the Prince of Peace. We'll be back in a minute. Faith Radio podcasts are produced by the listener-supported ministry of Faith Radio. If you're interested in becoming a team member, a donor to this ministry, you can support the podcast anytime and donate at myfaithradio.com.
Peace be still. Know that he is God. Be still,
thanks so much for tuning into Susie Larson Live. I'm talking to Pamela Nelson today about peace. And so we just had, had about a half hour of ministry time, and so many more names came in where we just asked, if you need peace, send in your name if you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on. And we just prayed the scripture over so many. We do need to take a few minutes to go back and forth about some of the passages from scripture. And friends, we're going to grab a hold of these prayer requests because we have a very active praying team at Faith Radio, and we're going to cover some of these. This is what Max Lucado writes in his book, Help is here, which is all about the Holy Spirit. He says, mark it down. The Holy Spirit comes with power. Power to make good choices, keep promises, and silence inner voices of fear and failure. Power to get out of bed, get on with life, get busy about the right things in the right way. Power to face the unexpected, unwanted passages of time. Power. This is what Jesus promised then, and this is what Jesus promised still. And he says, God does not want a bunch of stressed out, worn out, done in, washed up children representing him in the world. He wants us to be fresher day by day, hour by hour. I read those. Those are two separate quotes from the same book, Pamela, but I feel like they're important because on one hand, there's so much compassion in Jesus' heart when we are beat up and wounded and weary. But what we tend to do is what you kind of explained at the beginning of the show. We trudge with our eyes on the ground. But then one look to Jesus and we see the calm lake and we see him speak peace to our storm. Peace comes back and we're able to come and walk with power, to walk with clarity, walk in insight. And I think that's what Max is saying is get refreshed in the Lord mm-hmm. and engage with the purposes of God in the power of God. Maybe speak to that.
Well, we need that power of God because we cannot be walking forward in fear and maintain our peace. The two are absolute opposites. And so we need that power to declare in faith, and we need to talk to our heart and tell it the truth. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so when we do not see things changing, we have to tell our heart and our mind the truth of God's word, the truth of his power, that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. And you know, the Lord is the original creator of mindfulness. I know that there has been a lot of hijacking of that word that doesn't necessarily go in with the scripture, but he is the creator of that. He it says that we can have the mind of Christ and we can ask him for wisdom and he will speak to us. And so then again, faith is talking to your heart and your mind and telling it the truth so that you can move forward in the power of God, especially when you need it. And I want to just also speak to shoes of peace, Susie. Both of us have read from this devotional called Sparkling Gems from the Greek. It's written by Rick Renner, and it's an older devotional, but he goes into talking about what the shoes of peace are, and they're actually quite a powerful weapon. We don't think that they would be described as shoes of peace, but let me tell you, they are not slippers at all. They are actually weapons that the Roman armies wore so that they would be able to be strengthened as they stood. They have these spikes that are in the front of them and on the bottoms of them, and they would actually walk into an area to be able to be secure. So if the winds blew, that these shoes of peace would hold them up, and also so that they could know that something that needed to be dead would be wiped out. And so we can use these shoes of peace to say, enemy, if there is any cell of a lie that you are trying to tell me, I'm going to put on my shoes of peace. And I call them the original stilettos, Susie, because they're described as like 3 to 5 inches. So you get these stilettos and you put them on and you tell the enemy that he is under your feet and you march on them with these shoes of peace and you make those things dead. And what you have come alive is the word of God and faith in the word of what he has said is true.
There's a worship song that we sing at church. If it's under your feet, then it's under mine too. Everything bows to Jesus. And I think you're so right. When you've gone a long time, and there's a big lag time between the time you dared to believe God's promise and the time of its fulfillment, that is when you need to speak to your soul, because that is when his promises won't line up with your present circumstances. But that's what faith is for. And so to speak to our soul and go, okay, wait a minute, this is what's true. I want to look at Psalm 46, because we often talk about cease striving or be still and know that I'm God. And I'll unpack just some of my study from it and have you speak to your perspective on it as well. But oftentimes you hear that verse quoted as we did in this beautiful music or in a serene setting. But in the context of the chapter, it's really God's voice thundering over the storm. So I want you to hear it in the context, if you would, of the whole chapter. Friends, just think about the times we're in and of the cultural storm that we're living in. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquake comes and the mountains fall into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble and the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, and it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos. Their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunder, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction on the world. He causes wars to end throughout the world. He breaks the bow and he snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. So since all that's true, then it wraps up. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. You hear that, friends? The Lord of heaven's armies is right here among us as we gather together in his name. The God of Israel is our fortress. We are not in at the mercy of the times. We're in the mercies of God. So to cease striving or be still and know that he is God, you've maybe heard me teach on this before. My son made me a gorgeous plaque with this unpacking. I love it so much. But it means several things. Let go, sink down, relax, and in some cases, be quiet. And when you think about your areas of soul unrest, when you're striving and straining, maybe it's in one area, maybe it's finances or your marriage or whatever. In those places, especially if you're hyper-responsible, it feels irresponsible to let go. But that's actually, it's not this kind of ambiguous, I'm just tossing it into the atmosphere. No, you're handing it over to Jesus. You're taking your white-knuckle grip, you're opening your hands, and you're putting it at Jesus' feet. You let go. Then you sink down into the Father's love. You let go, sink down, relax. Again, that seems irresponsible, but it really is. Enjoy your life. Go, you know what? More is on God's shoulders than on mine. I'm letting go. I'm going to take this opportunity to know his love and his provision in the area of my stress and straining. I'm going to relax. And then be quiet. If your own words are bearing testimony against God's promises, better not to speak until you do what Pamela said and start speaking to your soul. And then, and know that he is God. That word know just means encounter him and experience him in a revelatory way. So let's say finances is your thing and you're striving, you're working three jobs and God never asked you to do that. But he's like, actually, I didn't ask you to work three jobs, but this one job and then this is what I want you to do. So you let go, sink down, strive, stop striving. And then you encounter God. I'm trusting you, God, to be my provider. When you encounter him, you're going to know a peace that passes understanding. So, Pamela, I'd love for you to just take it from there and talk about what Psalm 46:10 means to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for unpacking that, Susie, because that cease striving, that resting in our soul, one of the spiritual exercises that we do as spiritual directors with others is to have them pray prayers of imagination. And Rembrandt actually has a painting that's called The Storm on the Sea of Galilee. And one of the most powerful things that I have done as I have had the opportunity to work with people is to have them look at that painting. And for those of you that don't know it, I want to encourage you to go ahead and find that. You can find it multiple places on Google and look at the disciples in the middle of the sea in the storm, and that Jesus is right there and the storm is raging and all of them have taken different postures. They are all in a different place. Some of them are not looking at Jesus. Some of them are grasping onto things. Their facial expressions really say where their heart is. And what I ask them and what I ask you and what I ask me is, which one of these disciples am I? Am I the one who's looking at Jesus in the boat? Am I the one that is confident because he is in the boat with me in the middle of the storm that I don't need to strive? Because the Lord God will not take out his son. So when I am with him, that I am perfectly safe. Am I the one who's leaning over, looking and striving? Am I trying to row to shore? Am I the one who's about ready to jump off the side because I don't know if Jesus is trustworthy? You see, these types of meditations, they can reveal to us what is in our hearts and where we even might have a false view of our God or of the protection of his son, of his closeness with us. So when we do that, when he kindly reveals to us, no daughter, no son, this is where your heart is. And I want to transform it. And I want to invite you to be still because I am here with you. And I want you to know because I am in deep relationship, connected, tethered relationship with you, that because I am God, that you are cared for, and that you can cast your burden, that you can transfer the burden over to me, and I will keep you in perfect peace when your mind and your heart and your eyes are stayed and focused on me. I want to invite you to do that today.
I will keep you in perfect peace when your mind, your will, your eyes, your heart are fixed on me, Jesus says. You know, you think about that. That's an act of the will. That's the one thing we can do. And then God does everything else. Pamela, thank you. Thank you for the time today. It went by so fast. And oh, for so many of your friends that we didn't get to pray for you, Angie is getting a hold of those prayer requests, and you will be prayed for by name. But we speak Jesus over you, over your health, your life, your family. God is in the midst of us, and he is working in ways we cannot see. May your eyes behold his glory. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.